Uganda's notorious former dictator Idi Amin died last month. Amin openly admired Adolf Hitler, fed government ministers to crocodiles, and plunged Uganda into economic ruin. He also expelled 80,000 Asians, Uganda's East Indian commercial elite. 31 years later, returned exiles and a new wave of Asian immigrants have stirred up old feelings about race and power in the East African country. Jesse Graham reports.
When Mumtaz Kassam looks back on her youth in Kampala, she remembers a phenomenon she now finds embarrassing. Every night at sunset, black Ugandan workers return to their villages, leaving behind an enclave of Asians.
The city center, which is Kampala Road, would just be filled up with lots of Indians walking around, going for coffees and drinks, cinemas, very much like you would be in an Indian city. At that time, it didn't seem strange to me, but having come back and having grown up and having realized, I feel, my goodness, we treated this country like it was our own.
Today, Kassam, a lawyer who is of Indian descent, holds a post in the Ugandan government. Her posh Kampala neighborhood is a testament to how much Uganda has changed since Asians were expelled from the country in 1972. Her wealthy black neighbors play tennis on their lawn as the sun goes down. The current government credits Asian investors with reviving the economy.
Certainly the Asians are investing very heavily in Uganda. Most of the investments that you see in the tourism sector, hotels, factories, businesses, or even residential properties, the Asians who have come back are the ones who are investing.
Asians were long the economic engine of Uganda, dominating industry in a highly segregated society. Then, on August 5th, 1972, Idi Amin told the, quote, bloodsuckers they had 90 days to leave.
Asians have refused to integrate. Their main interest has been to exploit the economy and Ugandan Africans.
During Amin's time, the economy collapsed. In the early 90s, President Yoweri Museveni invited Asians back as a condition of getting funding from international donors. Today, the Asian community in Uganda is 17,000 strong. Kassam says returned Asians have brought with them a new respect for Ugandans and a desire to develop the homeland they left behind. But not everyone is welcoming Asians back.
It's Indian-owned, unique supermarkets, cyber lounge. This whole block reminds me a little India.
Martin Sempa sees William Street, a bustling block of electronic stores, as a sign that Africans are losing out to Asians. Sempa, a prominent Ugandan preacher and talk show host, is the product of a brief liaison between an Indian man and a Ugandan woman. Born in 1968, his mixed heritage made him the target of taunts as a child.
That I was forgotten at the airport in a box. I should have been taken to India when the Indians were leaving.
Sipping masala tea at one of Kampala's many Indian restaurants, Sempa says new immigrants rob Ugandans of jobs, keep blacks from starting businesses, and treat workers with little respect.
We're being oppressed. We're being exploited every day by the so-called investors. We're being driven out of business every day. It is absolutely unfair. When I talk with people, they say, you know, we may need another Idi Amin.
Sempa's sentiments echo among Kampala's urban poor. Retired civil servant Jeffrey Bill Yao doesn't think the new Asian wealth is trickling down to Ugandans.
I don't think they are really bringing a lot of benefits to Uganda. If anything, they are milking us.
Prejudices are also apparent in the homes of new Indian immigrants, who have a reputation among Ugandans for snobbery and keeping to themselves. In his simple three-room flat, electrical engineer Mahendra Patel says he imports workers from India because he fears Ugandans will steal from him.
We don't want these people to know what we have, what cash turnover we are doing in our shop and all this. We bring our family members, like my uncle's son or uncle, and we teach them the job, what to do, how to do and everything, and we employ them here.
Political economist Mahood Mamdani sees relationships between the two groups improving as the country's black middle class grows. Mamdani, who's of Indian descent, heads the African Studies Department at Columbia University and spends part of the year in Kampala. He lived a segregated life as a child in Uganda. Now, when he picks up his 11-year-old son at school, he sees black and Asian children growing up together.
You don't have racialized institutions. educational institutions, for example. You just cannot find a school, which is an Asian school, the way you did prior to 1972. Ugandan Asian children, they are coming through a national mix.
He hopes this generation will be able to move beyond its parents' prejudices. For NPR News, I'm Jessie Graham.